American dream, and all of these great things. Lately, in the last 20-some years, the menace that I felt as a child is coming this way, it seems to me. And I know it's an upstream thought, and I try to deal with it. And when I do, I think about the fact that, look, if you let go, if you don't get involved with it, if you appease, you end up with the Weimar Republic and the kind of stuff where evil thing develops from people not doing anything. So the idea of too much focus, not enough focus, letting go, not letting go. So that's where I'm troubled. And I would really love to have some kind of relief. I spend a lot of time reading about it, watching it all upstream. And I would love to have some relief.
Stop reading it. Stop watching it. Esther has what she thinks is a reasonable excuse for watching it. She wants to be informed. And she can only take so much informing before she doesn't feel good. And we say, if we were standing in either of your physical shoes, we would not torture ourselves under the excuse of wanting to be informed. But there is another reason that you are teachers and leaders and uplifters are drawn to crises or to situations where you are wanting to gather information, even at deep levels that may not be conscious awareness. You understand that in knowing what you don't want, you know what you do want. So it's helpful to stand at a distance and in a place of what you consider to be safety or well-being. It's helpful to turn your attention to something from that safe distance and let your desire be born out of it. But then, if you spend a great amount of time continuing to beat the drum of what's wrong, then even though you have been a strong catalyst, sort of like a satellite dish beaming it in closer where you could really be of help, you don't help because all you did was cause the stream to move faster, but you're still working in contrary vibration to the stream, and so you're not part of the solution. You're just part of pointing out the problem still, and that's why it feels so awful to you. We like to say in a soothing way to all inhabitants of your planet at this time that you are laying a magnificent groundwork for future generations. Because in your turbulence and in your turmoil and in your wars and in your concerns about wars, you are creating a very beautiful, cooperative, blissful vibrational escrow. But we want to say to you, that vibrational escrow has been available to several generations who have denied it for themselves under the excuse of wanting to be informed. So it isn't until you step back and see the big picture that you are going to be willing to give yourself the relief. There are so many who would say, "Oh, Abraham, what you're saying cannot be right. I am certain that it is the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers that have petitioned against that terrible experience that have caused a reduction of drunk driving incidences and deaths." And we say, "No. That is not what is causing that. It is that as people have those experiences and they want things to be better, and as people release their concern about it, things get better. It is always the way. We promise you the laws are consistent, you see." So if you can let go of the idea that you have to fix it for anybody, and you will embrace the idea that all you can do is tend to your own vibrational nature, and you do, then by your selfish tending to your vibrational nature, you become one who is a vibrational match to the dream that so many millions have dreamed about well-being, about the releasing of oppression, about an understanding of the individual autonomy and right to freedom. And as you become a vibrational match to that,